from Harold Thune Auditorium in Myrto. Four big games. The opening game, the defending champion White River Tigers. No problem with Colombe. 93-41, the final score in that ball game. Nicholas Marshall scored 36 points. The 6'1 senior reached the 1,000-point scoring plateau for the Tigers as they improved to 9-1 on the season. 18 points for Joseph Laprath in a losing cause for Colombe. The second game, Kadoka versus Stanley County, won by the Cougars 76-68, the final in that ball game. Kadoka was able to build up a double-digit lead in the third quarter. They withstood a couple challenges for Stanley County late in the contest, but still prevailed for an 8-point win. The Cougars with 23 points from Gus Stout, 26 in the ballgame for Garrett Herman to lead all scorers. For Stanley County, 22 points for Brock Zabe, 14 points for Paxton Deal, as Stanley County will move to the afternoon bracket. The first game of the evening session, Phillip took care of business, defeating Bennett County 56-25. The Scotties led by Lane Kuchenbecker's 12 points, Leighton Turkelson with 10, as eight different players score for the Scotties as they improve to 4-3 on the season. Devin Featherman with 8 points to lead Bennett County. And in our nightcap, it was Jones County in big-time fashion, defeating Lyman 77-41. The Coyotes were led by Caden Kinsley, who scored 25 points, hitting 8 3-pointers in the contest. Cooper Feddersen with 20 points as well. Jonas Zirpel leads the attack for the Lyman Raiders as he scores 14 points in the ball game for Lyman. Schedule on Friday at 1 o'clock, it will be Colombe versus Stanley County, Bennett County versus Lyman in the other consolation semifinal matchup, White River versus Kadoka in the first championship semifinal game tomorrow evening at 6:30, followed by Phillip versus Jones County. From Harold Thune Auditorium in Myrto, I'm Darren Boyle.